So welcome. We are in one of the sort of in-between weeks of our meditation series. Normally at the studio and on the podcast, every month for the first three weeks, it's a series. It's sort of all tied together and we sort of build on a topic. And then whatever Mondays are left over are just our practice Mondays. So this is one of those sort of leftover Mondays. And they end up being a little bit my favorite because I feel like I have freedom to talk about whatever is floating my boat at the moment. So this month at the studio, our community intention has been around ritual and ways that we make our practice sacred or more powerful than it might be otherwise. And so over the weekend, I heard two unrelated but equally interesting interviews. The first one was with a woman who studies moss for a living, which I didn't know was interesting, but is very interesting. And she was lovely and interesting. And she, somewhere in the midst of this interview, said, she teaches, and she said the first day of whatever class this is, intro to moss, whatever day the first day is, she asked students, do you love the earth? And of course, most people say, yes, I do, right? I care about the earth. And then she says, well, do you believe the earth loves you back? And it always stops people, and it stopped me too. Like in that moment, I was like, huh, do I believe the earth loves me back? And then she went on to talk about how she really did. And she gave examples of how she sees the earth loving her back. And she spoke about it in a way that you really could hear her conviction and passion and belief that the earth loved her back. And then she practiced that view every single day in her work life and her personal life. Okay. So then second interview I'm listening to, complete opposite end of the spectrum, it was Cory Booker, who's a senator from New Jersey. And amidst this conversation about politics and goals and, you know, work that he's doing, the woman asked him, do you have any morning rituals? And he said, I do. I get up every single morning and I meditate and I study something unrelated to work. Like I read or research or practice something that just interests me and it has nothing to do with my work. And I make my bed, which is the most important part of my ritual. That's what he said. I make my bed. And I loved how mundane that was to name it a ritual. And he spoke about how making the bed gave him a sense of, right off the bat, accomplishment. I did a thing. I'm leaving my house and it looks the way I want it to look when I come home. I've got sort of motivation at my back now to go conquer my day. And I thought these two stories sort of stuck with me. And although they're very different examples, I feel like they say the same thing. And to me, what they're saying is a little bit of our sense of ritual or sacredness or spiritual practice in our life is the lens with which we view the world. And meditation can very much be the same way. It can feel incredibly mundane or boring, or we can come into it with a very much like a goal-oriented mindset. I'm going to meditate every day for 20 minutes and I'm going to feel like this. And or we can really treat it as something meant to uplift us or make us feel good or create space for us to view the world the way we want to view the world. And so as we practice today, I thought I would just invite in that reminder because I approach meditation from my real life experience, which is that of being a mom and a business owner and a type A, fairly anxious person. And meditation is hard for me. And I talk a lot about all the thoughts and how hard it is to get up and get that meditation is in the morning and the difficulty around the mundaneness of it. And I think it's also important to just mention the sacredness of it that could be there if you choose. If you come to my class often, you'll notice I almost always start our practice by inviting you to silently say, now is my time to meditate. And I say that to myself every single morning when I meditate. I say it to myself silently, now is my time to meditate. And complete transparency, I do not meditate in a sacred space. I don't meditate in front of an altar. I don't light a candle. I don't ring a bell. This morning I sat in my living room. My son was sitting right here watching YouTube. There was like Nerf gun battles happening on YouTube. And here I was meditating. It was not necessarily sacred, but it was because I said the same words I say every single time, which to my habitual processes makes it something different. Does that make sense? Instead of me sitting here and being like, don't listen to the YouTube, don't listen to the YouTube. Instead of that, I was able to sort of drop in. Other things you'll notice, at least in this class, is I play the exact same music every single meditation class I teach. I never change it. And there's something about it, you don't even have to like it. You might not ever even notice it's playing in the background. But there's something about creating a container for our practice that helps it to do what it is it's supposed to do for us. So as we practice today, however it feels for you, whether it's easy and lovely and peaceful, whether it is nonstop thoughts and difficult and you just keep rewriting the email in your head the whole time, whatever it is, if we can hold space for this sense of magic, sacredness, whatever word resonates with you, then it can be there as part of the practice. It makes the difficult practices maybe feel slightly better, or it makes getting on the cushion the next time a little easier because you have a sense of specialness around it in a way. So we're going to practice in a moment, and in this class we do about 20 minutes of guided meditation. And because we have a bunch of new people tonight, I just want to remind everybody, you absolutely can move. Okay? So when we talk about being still in meditation, what we mean is when your nose itches, try to ignore it. And when you feel like I want to fix my hair and adjust my shirt, try to ignore it. Because those types of movements are your brain being like, please do something else, anything else, do that. Right? But movement in terms of my foot fell asleep or my knee hurts or my back hurts, address pain, okay? So annoying discomfort, ignore if you can, but pain, please address it. I very often end up uncrossing a leg and extending one of my legs because it bothers my knee, very often. So as you're seated, 20 minutes, especially if you're new to the practice, can be a long time, readjust, quietly, simply readjust. And then the other thing I'll say, just because it's come up a couple times in the last week, occasionally there's some sort of weird mental freak out that happens in a group meditation and you feel the urge to cough and you try to tell yourself, don't cough because it's really quiet and everybody's meditating. I don't want them to disturb it, which then guarantees you're going to have a 20-minute coughing fit. And I watch people often sort of sit in agony trying to choke back coughs until the bell rings. So I'm just pointing that out to say, you can cough. I cough sometimes too. Cough. Just do it. Everybody will notice it and they'll go right back to their meditation. Nobody cares. We will all make noise at some point. So cough if you need to cough. Okay? Let's take a moment just to uncross and recross your legs if you've already had them crossed. Get yourself comfortable here. And we start our seated practice with hands on the lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes close. If closing your eyes feels uncomfortable, by all means, you could stare softly down at the ground. And we just begin here with our breath. Let's take a nice big breath in together and release a sigh. And I'll do that again. Inhale, gather up your Monday, everything that's happened. And exhale, let it go. And we let our breath just fall back to its own natural pace. Nice, easy breathing here. You don't have to breathe in any particular way. And as you feel yourself step outside of your day and into this room, perhaps you'll silently say to yourself, Now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that statement, you might feel yourself really sit down. Relax your hips, your thighs. Just sit. Feel a subtle sense of lifting in your spine so that you feel tall. You might feel a bit of length in the back of your neck. Or a subtle lift through the crown of the head. The back of our body is strong. It reminds us to stay awake. The front of our body is soft. The muscles through the face relax, through the forehead, the eyes, the jaw. You might feel some of the tension in your shoulders just letting go, melting. Breath flows easily, feel your chest rising and falling, however it does. And the muscles through the belly relax. So you're not pulling in or protecting. Just do our best to soften. Back of our body is strong, keeping us awake, present. And the front of our body is soft. It's open to listening, to noticing. And as we sit and we breathe in stillness, I invite you to feel your breath. Wherever you can most feel it today, for me, it's usually just inside the nose. For some, it might be in the throat or the chest. Letting yourself be really present and feeling as you breathe in. And feeling as you breathe out. You don't have to describe that feeling. You don't have to narrate to yourself. Just let yourself feel the texture, the temperature, the volume of the breath. And of course, we can feel the breath and think at the exact same time. And as you notice yourself thinking or daydreaming or planning, just give that thought a little smile. And come back to feel the next breath. You might get lost in thought once, twice, 100 times. No matter how much distraction rises up tonight, can you continue to just softly notice the distractions? And come back to the breath, the ritual, the specialness. Of feeling your breath. And noticing your thoughts. Taking a moment here to deepen your breath. To notice exactly where your mind, your attention is in this moment. And then draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a second first just to thank yourself for carving out time, for showing up. And also tonight, acknowledging the link now between you and meditators all over the world for the last 2,500 years who have taken the same posture and felt their breath and thought all the thoughts, allowing that sense of connection or sacredness or specialness seep into your practice and into your evening. Let's just finish with a breath here. Deep inhale in. Release a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me today. Namaste.